Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Where's Cop?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Where's Cop?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is. Yes.
You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're back. It's Healing a Revolution Friday. Dr. Frank King, of course, coming back on board. We're going to talk about X-ray radiation, EMF detoxification. And, of course, those of you with those late-night working habits, can we do anything to balance out those circadian rhythms for you? Also, Dr. Charles Richards, we tried to have him on yesterday, but, of course, the hiccup in the things as life goes on, Super Don had to take care of some family matters. So we've got that interview coming up, some economic healing. Superhero psychic Liam Sheff will join me with some discussion next hour as well. But we also have a great question coming up. Those of you with lung issues, pay attention. Pay close attention. I am going to answer somebody's question in a very detailed manner. Somebody's got a cough for like 17, 18 months. And this has to do with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, too. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we're going to start with just a brief little segment of economic healing here. I know we're going to get to some next hour, but I couldn't pass this up. Wolf Blitzer interviewed Congressman Ron Paul the other night on CNN about the state of the economy. We're going to get into the issue of fiat money, gold paper, et cetera, gold standard, probably to wrap the show up later. But right now, I just want to assess, because those of you who are still in the stock market who didn't get, for instance, the warning that Mike Adams, the health ranger, and I delivered with our economic seminar, Be Prepared, Not Scared. This is something that you need to understand what's going on here, because some are under the impression that, hey, man, look at that rebound in the stock market. Everything's good again. Of course, those in the old media that don't understand Austrian economics, sound money, etc., really don't have a good grip on this. So I thought this would be a great opportunity, especially if you're inviting your friends and relatives and loved ones to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show for some healing on many different levels. So let's give a listen to Wolf Blitzer asking Ron Paul about what's going on in the stock market.
The last 3 years, since President Obama took office, if you look at the Dow Jones, the Wall Street numbers, they've really gone up a lot, from under 7,000, 6,500, 6,800 to over 12,000, approaching 13,000. Why are these numbers so good right now?
Well, because the Fed has created so much money. The inflation is the increase in supply of money. We never know where exactly it will go, but they will channel it. So it channeled it to the financial markets, and the banks got the money for free, where the people who produce jobs, they don't even get the loans. It's much safer for the banks to borrow at 0% and loan it back to the government at 3%, and they get out of trouble. And this stock's like that, but there's no real growth, regardless of what these employment statistics shows. You know, in the past 10 years, there's really been no growth. We've had a 30 million increase in population, but no significant increase in productive jobs. So this country is in much worse shape, and when you count all the unemployment, even by government statistics, things. The unemployment rate is 11%, and that's why the people feel a lot worse than they than the government tells us we're supposed to feel. And I think the American people know that, and that's why there's still a lot of concern about the economy.
Well, I think there is concern about the economy, but do the American people know that? I'm not sure they do, really. They think, well, it's just another thing. We're going to bounce back. We're going to get out of it. But this time it may be very, very different than previous bubbles, booms, bursts, and busts. And what Congressman Paul said right there in response to Wolf Blitzer's question is that it's not really that the stock market has gone up because of the value of the companies or the productivity of the companies or that there's more sales, etc. It's literally because there's so much credit. There's so much, whether they're printing the paper literally as paper or not, it's irrelevant. They're creating the digits, and that has to end up somewhere. A lot of it ends up in the stock market. That is the bubble. That's the malinvestment. There is no, let's say, true bankruptcy. There is no liquidation of bad debt. Companies that do not deserve to exist are propped up by this system. And so if you are sitting on a house as well that you have mortgaged to the hilt and the thing dropped by half, it still may come down unless it's artificially propped up through the inflation of the money supply to, you know, pre-inflate a new bubble. But I don't think that's going to work this time because too many people have become aware of it. The question is, are the people in enough pain to recognize that Obama cannot save them? No matter how much he says the government can save them and the Republicans are heartless and cruel, you know, well, Ron Paul is not the same as all the other Republicans, as we know. He understands the nature of what's happened here. But this is a different economy. And that's why even today, if you go back and listen to the Be Prepared, Not Scared, it's up there on Webseat. I think one of the first ones you can download. It'll make a big difference no matter when you start. It's better than never, right? Better late than never. Also, on the vaccine front, remember, the seminar is out there, the End All Vaccine Seminar. As John Rappaport and I did it, we're getting you plugged in to ways to defend against vaccines, mandates, etc., to help your friends, your family members, even to stand up to your family members that don't get it. You'll be able to get it in such great detail. It'll change your entire viewpoint on the immune system and how to defend yourself through natural means, of course, instead of the artificial promises coming out of the germaphobes in the germ theory, right? The Pasteurians, the Louis Pasteurians from another planet, the planet Germ with germaphobes everywhere. The reality is these diseases that you're frightened of are not going to kill you if you're basically healthy. But also the reality is we are challenged like no time in recorded history to maintain our health, even if you're doing your level best. In fact, I hear a lot of people that are doing great things yet still succumbing to ailments and wondering why, what is happening. I think part of the blame could be placed on Bill Gates's shoes or computers. Big article here on Natural News came out a couple of days ago. Bill Gates exposed for funding research, promotion of spraying geo-engineered chemtrails across the globe. Latest scam to enter the debate about so-called global warming involves spending billions of dollars to spray the atmosphere with tiny particulate matter for the alleged purpose of reflecting sunlight back into space. Never mind that Al Gore was wrong. I talked about it on yesterday's show, did I not? There is no global warming. If anything, maybe global cooling at this point. The ice caps are not melting. The ice glaciers are not receding off of the Himalayas. And what we should be focusing upon is pollution, toxic pollution. That is very real. But no Bill Gates and his minions to try and reduce global population chemtrailing in this way, adding to the toxic burden in the guise of reflecting sunlight back into space. Freaking idiots. They're going to kill themselves along with a lot of other people who are not doing the things that need to be done to protect themselves and their family, especially their kids. It hurts my heart to think of the kids that are growing up on a standard American diet. They've got almost no chance to survive all of the coming assaults that we're in the midst of, and more are on their way, including the background levels of radiation that are rising. And when we have, of course, Healing Revolution Friday, well, it's one of the topics we'll be talking to Dr. Frank King about as well today. Also, remember the Health Freedom Expo is coming up, right? And we got Dr. John Apsley there, so you're going to get your radiation updates in person. You can ask questions. How do I do this? What are the recipes for those smoothies to keep us safe, to reverse the damage from these radiation exposures? That's another big issue we'll be covering in an ongoing way here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, Rob, hey, there's good news. Rob, I was thinking of raw milk because I got a message from Sue I'm going to talk about next segment. But raw milk, good news. Just got word yesterday, last night, in fact, that in Portland, Oregon, I got to go up to Portland for a couple of days. And also, I think Eugene's coming up soon. Dairy farmers in Portland will now be allowed to sell unpasteurized milk. Unpasteurized milk at farmers markets. Yes. How cool is that? That's good news. A little bit of good news to hear, to bring us about on Healing Revolution Friday. The city council narrowly voted a couple of days ago not to amend its farmers market ordinance to require vendors to disclose health hazards of consuming so-called raw milk. This is according to the Portland Press Herald. The council's Health and Recreation Committee in November recommended the change to provide consumers with data from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, right, creation and promotion, that consumption of raw milk can lead to hospitalization and be dangerous for certain people. Supporters, you know who you are, of raw milk sales say consumers interested in those products are well informed about them and that other retail locations are authorized to sell similar products. The councilors voted 5-4 to remove the consumer warning amendment. And in November, the Maine Department of Agriculture sued Dan Brown. You remember this? A Blue Hill farmer for selling unpasteurized milk without a license. So we're still dealing with this, but there's a little bit of good news. Great news out of Portland, Oregon. I think when I am there, I will find this farmer's market and get myself a nice tall glass of raw milk. How about you? Would you like to join me there? We'll let you know. Listen, we got a lot of updated events coming up. March 31st, Nullify Now in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'll be there the weekend before. March 24th, there's a special Ron Paul rally that I'll be speaking at in Raleigh, North Carolina. Check all the latest. It'll be up there at robertscottbell.com. If you're not already signed up at naturalnewsradio.com for email updates, then you're missing out. Please do so. Give me a call while we're on the break, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back. Lung problems? I got you covered.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
More news on the raw milk freedom front. I heard from Liz. She's out there doing the raw milk freedom rides, doing some awesome things, and she tells me there's some great events planned here in 2012, and we'll have to get her back on. I heard something related to Dan Algier, who we were up with the original Raw Milk Freedom Ride, something about a summary judgment, and I want to get to that probably next week, so bear with me on that. But interestingly enough, I had a email, Facebook kind of question related to the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. In fact, one of the wonderful women that cared for me when I was up there, Susie Provine, I met her mother in their florist or flower shop. And she had a cough. She had a terrible cough that wasn't going away. I offered to help and a few things, but she was on her own path. Well, just got a message from her. Her name is Sue. And she says, "Hi, I'm Susie's mom, one of the Raw Milk Freedom Riders." Of course, I remember her. We met at her flower shop that day. "You had recommended that I take colloidal silver for my cough. Could you please tell me how I would take it and where would I get it? I have had this cough for 17 months now and thought I had figured out what was causing it." Now, some of you might say, 17 months? What were you waiting for fixing that up? But hey, have you ever had an ailment that you just lived with until you're so annoyed with it that you're finally fed up? And it wasn't like she wasn't trying to deal with it. She was. She went her way, and evidently it didn't work. And at a certain point here, she says she figured out or thought she figured out what it was. She was brushing her teeth with baking soda. I'd never heard of baking soda and brushing your teeth with it causing a cough. I suppose it could. I've never heard that. But it's back, despite that, her stopping worse than ever, even though she's not using the baking soda. Any help would be appreciated. Of course, Sue, I am glad to help out, always glad to help out. Now, there are any number of things that are going on when you have a cough, but for me, and I remember Sue, nice lady, but there are a lot of things that precede the cough that can contribute to it, no doubt, but precede it, particularly when we talk about the accumulation of toxins, liver congestion. And in my mind, her cough was a compensation, the body trying to throw some things out that weren't going out through other excretory pathways. And it's not unique to Sue. I mean, there are many, in fact, maybe millions of people that have compensated in this way where the lungs become sort of a dumping ground for debris, mucus, etc., and you're trying to always cough something up, something out. Now, there may indeed be exposures because she works in a flower shop, and I would say if there are any kind of chemicals and other things, and you're probably not in that one, I would say it's probably cleaner than most, but you know, it's always good to look to see if there are any environmental triggers, cleaning agents, sprays, any kind of pesticides. Obviously, I would rather have you use delimonene, which is the orange TKO product that I utilize at home, and you can use and dilute and even spray on plants and make them happy and healthy, and the bugs don't like it. So it's another thought, cleaning up your environment, of course. Cleaning up the food that comes in your body. Again, another what I call no-brainer, and you know, you don't want to add to the burden. We've got enough toxins coming in from all sources to add to that with food that's not as organic or clean as possible. Now, if we go to the lungs, all right, let's say we have addressed the liver. We start detoxifying. We start sending the poisons out through the excretory channels via the kidneys, via the colon, and you're still having a lingering cough. Well, there may be other some chronic exposures, but what can we do to reduce some of these symptoms in the case of Sue's case? Well, I always look to homeopathy, and we're going to assume now that you are doing the things you need to do to restore liver detoxification. All right, what can we do for the lungs? One of the things which is associated with the liver is increasing the levels of glutathione, you know, in your cell, cellular glutathione. So there's going to be some crossover here because the things that you do for your liver is going to enhance that process of producing glutathione, which, by the way, critically needed by the lung tissue, the pulmonary tissue. So by increasing your selenium intake, you're going to already give the food, so to speak, for the production of glutathione. You may also decide to take the NAC, N-acetylcysteine, NAC, as a precursor to the production of glutathione. There are forms of glutathione that you can take orally, but most of the glutathione is destroyed in the gastrointestinal tract, so it's not efficient unless you find a lipospheric, if you will, coated, where it's hidden in that, then it can bypass and get through the gastrointestinal system. But there are forms of glutathione that are nebulized. And of course, when we talk about lungs, we talk about nebulization. Do we need to get medicine to the lung tissue to help it to heal? Well, likely so. And so we take a liquid that we normally can't drink into the lungs without drowning. we convert it into a vapor via a nebulizer. Now, you can go online and do a, you know, Google or whatever search engine you want for nebulizer, handheld, small units, plug-in units. And a lot of times you may have to get it online because in some states they require a doctor's prescription to get one. They can be as cheap as $50 or as expensive as $500. You know, there's a lot in between. As long as they nebulize it, you're going to be able to now inhale things into the lungs that you need to get there, whether it be glutathione. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you that that's an option out there. However, if you have lung tissue that's been inflamed, irritated for as long as it has in Sue's case, we know that we want to reduce the inflammation and the damage that's happened to the lung tissue. I've talked so many times about silver and the use of silver hydrosol. It's in the colloidal silver family. And Sue mentioned the colloidal silver because I did mention it. Now, if you took it orally, sublingually, and absorbed it, you would get benefit systemically into the lymph and the blood. You would help your immune system immensely in that case. But if you need to deliver it directly in the lungs, you can't, as I said, drink it. So you'd put that teaspoon into the nebulizer. I've done it. My kids have done it. My wife has done it. We would take 10, 15 minutes or so to inhale a teaspoon via the nebulizer into the lungs. Now, at first, because it's so pure, it's going to cause you to cough because it'll be a natural response. And you may, in fact, temporarily increase your coughing because you will eradicate any bacterial infection that may be present there. And so that debris has to normally come back out. So initially, you may be coughing a little extra, but to get on the other side of that is a wonderful thing. Now, I'm not saying that that's the end all, the be all end all of it, but it's an amazing thing because it has an astringent quality and it will eradicate or down regulate the inflammation and eradicate the microbial burden. But what else can we do? What else do we need to do? I think the most important homeopathic medicine that you can use is a single ingredient remedy, although you can do a complex like from King Bio for lungs, asthma, cough, bronchitis, all of these things, COPD. In fact, on today's show in a moment, I'm sure that one of the things we'll talk about are pulmonary issues, a little bit about the COPD with Dr. King. So there's always that. But I would say that the most important single ingredient remedy when someone comes to me with lungs and coughing and always related to liver congestion is Bryonia alba. Bryonia alba is a wild hops. You read about it in the Materia Medica. It has amazing properties for a lot of things, including headaches. Why? Because it works with the liver. But it works with the liver and the lungs. So coughing, Bryonia is my starting point. Now, there are other things we can do. If I jump now from homeopathy to the herbal kingdom, we will go to a mother tincture or a tincture of lobelia. Lobelia was one of the top 12 dirty dozen on Consumer Reports of the dangerous herbs. And so you're going to say, Robert, why are you telling us to take a dangerous herb? Well, taken appropriately, remember the poison is in the dose. So why homeopathy is completely safe because the dose is infinitesimal. But in terms of herbs, yes, you can overdo an herb. So what we want to do is take a dropper full, if you will, of a good quality, wild-crafted, organic lobelia tincture. And you're not going to take it straight. You're going to drop that, you know, 30 drops, 20 drops, whatever, into a large glass of clean water. And you're going to sip on the water over the course of a few hours throughout the day. And you'll do that every day, maybe a few days, maybe a couple of weeks is all you need. And you will see extraordinary things in restoration of lung integrity and lung function. That's just what lobelia does. Don't talk to me. Take it up with the creator if you have a problem with that. Now, in addition to the herbs, let's jump back into homeopathic medicine. And we're going to go to one of the, you know, there's three more I'm going to mention. I've mentioned this before, but Sue, you brought it up. Obviously, you hadn't heard it before, so I'm going to tell you and all my new listeners three additional. In addition to Bryonia, I'm going to go to a comprehensive lung remedy called Antimonium tartaricum. Antimonium tartaricum, ant tart for short. You're going to feed me an ant tart? What is that? No, Antimonium tartaricum, homeopathically. Now, when you talk about the remedies, you also have to ask about the potencies. I tend to defer to the lower attenuations, if you will, like a 10X, a 6X, 6C, 12X, 12C. If you only can get a 30, that's fine. Whatever you can get, and try that, Antimonium tartaricum. But there's also two additional ones that work for coughing, Spongia tosta, Spongia, like a sponge, like the sponge you find in the ocean, but it's toasted. Not like a Pop-Tart. It's not refined either. But in a homeopathic form, Spongia tosta is an excellent lung cough remedy. As well as the last one I'll mention is Drosera rotundifolia, Drosera, Drosera. I'll make sure this is all in the blog notes in response to you because many other people are dealing with lingering coughs. But I come back to the bryonia. I come back to the liver detoxification. I come back to the selenium, the glutathione, the NAC, everything that will enhance that. Another thing that will, of course, is the raw whey protein, the unheated, undenatured raw whey protein that also helps to enhance the production of glutathione. And I know, because you're part of the Raw Milk Freedom crowd, that you'll have access to that raw milk whey protein. So now that you're on your way, I expect to hear back from you in a couple of weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever, 6, 8, whenever. Let me know how you're progressing based on that bit of information that obviously your doctors did not have before. And if you've taken steroids in the past, remember, that's very immunosuppressive as well as liver congesting. So you may have to address that for a while to really clear this thing out. Would I consider a coffee enema? Oh boy, would I, because that will accelerate the cleanse and remove some of the obstacles for your full recovery, which in turn means we have to also look at your digestive system. And I'll just leave it at this, that if you're not already taking pre and probiotics every day, give Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com a call, and he will help you out, get you hooked up with the Dr. O'Hara's. And that is at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. When we come back on this Healing Revolution Friday, be joined by my good friend Dr. Frank King from King Bio. We're going to talk about the increased radiation levels and electromagnetic fields, cancer risks associated with working and staying up all night, as well as some COPD. So we'll get additional homeopathic support for you with lung issues. And as I promised yesterday, we couldn't get to it because Super Don's dad's having some problems there. We wish him all the best. We have Dr. Charles Richards back on with the Psychology of Wealth. The interview I couldn't replay yesterday, we will play in the second hour with more powerful healing on all levels than you'll get anywhere else in media. Thank you for being here. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like
like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The healing revolution continues now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it's wherever we are because it is travel season. Oh my gosh, the amount of trips I have scheduled. And Dr. King, you used to hit the road a lot more than you do, but the healing revolution allows you to hit the road all over the world while staying in your office when we can do this every week.
My health has improved to a whole new level, finding that I'm not, when I'm not traveling as much.
It is rough on the body at any age. Of course, when you're young, you can withstand it more. But I know over the years, I've had to take extra care when I'm traveling. And there's a story.
Robert, not just – it's rough on the body, but maybe we want to look at why is it rough on the body.
Well, one of the things that's added to the mix is all of the U.S. government intervention with X-ray radiation. We had enough with the electromagnetic fields, right? That's why I travel with my EMF detox wherever I go now. But it's even more now the U.S. government is glossing over. They're caught glossing over cancer concerns about all their X-ray scanners in the airport. So on top of all the other stresses, now we got to deal with that.
Yes, it is shocking. Since I got a little EMF gauge that I travel with, it's just shocking how such an overload of electromagnetic radiation that we are being bombarded with on a regular basis, from cranking up our car and our engine and the amount of radiation that emits from that. It's quite shocking to see how much this EMF or electromagnetic radiation we're being exposed to, and in airplanes, it's through the roof.
Yeah, on top of the normal exposures of the so-called cosmic X-rays or background radiation, the higher up you travel, which is why I also encourage, if you know anybody that's a flight attendant or a pilot that, or a regular business traveler, hands down, I mean, there are a number of things we tell you to travel with here, but the EMF detox to help counteract these EM field exposures is going to help you adjust and adapt and protect you to some degree. This doesn't mean we don't mean to eat well and have good minerals. Of course, we want all that, but the homeopathic plus factor of EMF detox is so critical that, I am traveling with it wherever I go.
It's a new world out there, Robert, and we want to be prepared for it. There's no doubt we have to address this problem and nip it in the bud as we do here in North Carolina.
Yeah, and last week I even covered there was a story out of San Diego County, Southern California, that there was another nuclear accident. Of course, they always say, there's nothing, no worries here, nothing to be concerned about. But when they say that, there is something to be concerned about with the xenon gases, different things that are coming out, including the radioactive isotopes of iodine, which is why we've addressed the homeopathic iodine. Also, if we talk about the iodine, in that homeopathic form, also being very, very critically important because you may not have access to, the actual liquid iodine supplements at that point.
Yes, I just want to pin down more this low-level radiation that's just, our daily concerns we have with this. Hopefully, if we can remove the scales from our eyes, if we can open our vision and see the reality of what this is doing. We see all these diseases, Robert, are just on such an increase in scale in today's world. We have to logically and seriously look, what is the differences? And one of the key differences consistent throughout is this low-level radiation we're having to deal with. We're living under a grid pressure. Mm-hmm. And this grid, this electronic grid that our body's sensitive cellular signals are being affected by is definitely a reality in today's world of why we have such an escalating amount of certain diseases.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. And it slowly saps us over time. It's not like you get a, you know, a massive nuclear explosion, you're outside of the blast zone, and then you get radiated within a few days. We're talking about a lifetime of exposure at low levels. And when I've had others, doctors on here talking about it, they say that's almost more dangerous because it doesn't facilitate the healing response that an acute action would be, and then we could detox rapidly by the methods we know, including the kaliiodatum, which is the potassium iodide or iodide that they take in emergencies. You can always have the homeopathic form of that on hand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do, again, the EMF detox, I believe, contains it as well. So there's a lot of options that you have on a daily basis to, continual exposure. We can't see it.
That's right, and it's slow and insidious, and it sneaks up on you, and it slowly degrades your health and well-being and leaves you susceptible to more serious diseases. Those are the ones we have to be aware of. It's the enemies you don't see that really hurt you.
Well, and here's an interesting enemy, speaking of things you can't see, nighttime. Is nighttime the enemy? Well, if you're staying up all night, that could be a problem. According to this from Medical News Today, night shift working is now known as a probable human carcinogen. What's your thought on that? People that have to work at night, it disrupts rhythms. I mean, it's really serious when they're talking about links to cancer now.
Yes, and not only working at night, but playing at night, staying out too late. These are things that I've found in my dialogue and research with anti-aging doctors from around the world. You know, they consistently state that one of the most serious issues that degrades and creates aging to occur within our bodies is when we throw our biorhythms out by either working night shifts or playing too much at night or staying up too late. These are serious issues that degrade our hormonal balance. Not only does it affect our pineal gland, which is our organ of light, it absorbs natural light and initiates many biochemical functions within our body that are essential for our overall health and well-being. So we have to be very aware of this. Get a lot of natural light. We see this so often, Robert, don't we, when in this time of year. Of course, you're down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I get a little bit more sunlight than a lot. And I know Super Don occasionally is annoyed with me because he's further north as well. But what can we do? We've got to look for supplements and homeopathics that address the seasonal affective disorder, et cetera, to deal with that, when you're not getting as much natural light.
Oh, my bad.
Well, no, that's all right. Super Don often has his dog in studio, so we love that. It adds to the ambiance of having the mascots of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we got the Healing Revolution dog in with you.
Yeah, yes, and he's out there protecting us from the world, isn't he?
Well, I think he was agreeing with our discussion of sunlight and the nighttime rhythms. On top of that, we talked about EMF detox. I was thinking at night when you go to sleep, if you have one of the wireless routers, you definitely want to turn those things off when you're not using them. I mean, when you're going to sleep, turn it off. It is not needed. It can only be disruptive on top of everything else we're dealing with.
Yes, and if you have a digital alarm clock, I suggest don't put it on your nightstand close to your head, anywhere close to your body. We put our alarm clock, which we don't really ever use alarm. We use our natural alarm within us.
Mm-hmm.
But, we have a clock there, but we set it across the room. So it's not radiating. These alarm clocks, my gauge is picking up on these digital alarm clocks 3-4 feet away. You can, have radiation. And if you're sleeping all night with this low-level radiation, those are all these things add up and are creating, today's health pandemics that's occurring.
Well, I was thinking about the whole nighttime working thing on top of the field disruption that we talked about. I got to travel across time zones. We've mentioned the jet lag remedy and the jet lag remedies. Now, in terms of the nighttime workers, those that are the night owls or they have to work all night, would the jet lag formula be the most appropriate thing to help them with those rhythms?
Yes, it is. We have to call it jet lag and shift changes. If we're having some of the unlucky among us that have to deal with night shifts, graveyard shifts, our shift changes, where it changes where all of a sudden you're working in daylight time, and then you go on a series where you're working at a night time, and those changes are very rough on our bodies, create a lot of aging factors to occur, which then leads to more serious susceptibility to more serious problems. So these are things, Robert, that we want to, we may have to do them. It's the way the world is today. Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to take good care. Taking the jet lag shift change formula is a wonderful way to help minimize, if not negate, the negative effects of this type of stress upon our biorhythms.
Yeah, so in terms of the inability to control for our lifestyle because of certain job factors, the economy is what it is. If you've got to do it, there is support for you. There is help for you. And that's why we do the Healing Revolution, to kind of give those tips to the many different lifestyles and jobs that are out there that people are working just to get by. And we'd like to have access to these things. And thankfully, we still will, because homeopathic medicine, unlike dietary supplements, it's regulated. And we've talked about this as a drug. And why is that important? Partly because now you can communicate more clearly about what the remedies do. But the other issue, there's a big story here about the Hatch and Harkin. You know, they were instrumental in helping to pass the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. And the FDA is going after dietary supplement companies, trying to treat them like they're drug companies. And so it may end up wiping out two-thirds or more of the dietary supplements on the market. And thankfully, our listeners are going to be okay in large part. Not that we're at all happy about what's happening with the FDA, but we have access to homeopathic medicines. They are not impacted by DSHEA.
Yes. And all that aside, really it comes down to lifestyle in so many ways of what we can do to help ourselves. In a sense, products are taking away Dr. Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Sunshine and fresh air have always been on the top of my list. If we can get this on a regular basis, it's one of the better things we can do for ourselves. I'm up here in the mountains of North Carolina, and I tell you, I try to have to make time to get out and get my face into some good natural sunlight. It makes a big difference. So many people get the winter blues out there. Mm-hmm. So many people find themselves, with health problems in the midst of winter because they're just simply not getting enough good old doctor's sunshine and fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course, recognizing that the fresh air, unfortunately, I'm not to be a doggy downer here, Dr. King, but more and more reports on the release of radiation from Fukushima being bigger than they actually officially reported. Of course, we covered it here, unlike the old media, in trying to deny what was happening. We acknowledged it, which is all the more reason why we take these steps proactively, not waiting for the cancers and other difficulties to occur. So I come back to the simple remedies like the EMF detox. We come back to increasing levels of minerals in your diet, selenium in particular. But all of these things work in concert, and the homeopathy is a very, very vitally important issue, because you're dealing with energies when you talk radiation, and we want to counteract them as fast as possible.
Yes, and as much as I'm a naturalist and try to do as much as we can through natural lifestyle management and balance, these products that you're mentioning, Robert, are essential in living in today's imperfect world with all the inappropriate technologies that have come up. The world has changed more in the last 50 years than in the history mm-hmm. of the world as we know it.
Yes.
So we're dealing with realities where we find there are certain products that are inevitable. We need help to help counteract such an imbalanced world today.
Well, there's a good news, bad news story we're going to leap into after this break, Dr. King. It says 1 in 4 new prescriptions go unfilled. That's good news and bad news. Well, the good news would be if they know about the homeopathic medicines that could address what they're addressing right now. We're going to go through some of that. There's some stories on COPD and other issues related to the lungs and breathing. And we're going to wrap up today's Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, coming right back on that story and more. Remember, he's at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, or go to kingbio.com. All of the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
By the way, for those of you downloading the amazing new seminar on vaccines armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, I feature a 5-remedy kit. In there, talking about the issues once people, parents, wake up to the danger of vaccines and they say, hey, we might want to go a different way. It includes 5 King Bio remedies. And you'll see if you go to kingbio.com, right at the front page, there's a link directly to it, which includes the Vaccinoplex. Also, we talk about children's fever reliever, chickenpox symptom relief, dealing with childhood eruptive diseases, and children's cough relief as well. And that's really cool, because one of the issues that we're seeing a lot of rise in is lung conditions, not only the COPD and smokers, but for so many other reasons that we're dealing with this. And I don't want to ignore the fact that we've got the multi-strain flu relief product in there as well. But I think the COPD one is a very big issue and only growing, Dr. King.
Yes. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is probably one of the fastest growing diseases on our planet today. We are dealing with this, and it's probably, I have to say, I've seen a lot and help people through going through the transitions from life and to death. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's something we can all count on. We're all going to do this. But the big thing is, can we die in health? Mm-hmm. And I'm a true believer of that. You know, I've seen this with so many people. You know, you see it naturally. You know, you hear about it in history.
Yeah.
A lot about people just going off, closing their eyes, saying, I think I'm finished here. Mm-hmm. In this world, and finished doing what I need to be doing, and it's time to move on. And people naturally move on. It used to be so many people closed their eyes, fell asleep, to never wake again.
Yeah, without the degradation that happens over months to years of medical allopathic pharmaceutical intervention. So what you're talking about is not an oxymoron, because people say, what? Natural death? What do you mean natural death? I mean, that means, yes, you've lived your life and you're completed your mission, whatever you're here to do. You may be 90, you may be 120 or 130. We don't know. But at that point, you don't have to die of a horrible chronic degradation disease. And I think that's something we'd love to introduce. And that's, I think, definitely a part and parcel to this healing revolution, to even get information out there like that, that is possible.
Yes, it is possible. And the issue here, Robert, is one of the worst deaths that I've observed in our patients has been one with that are respiratory deaths, whether it's a lung cancer or a chronic COPD, where you just slowly, over years, suffocate. And, you know, you've robbed the vital life of oxygen, and you know, it is a horrible thing. And I don't want to see anybody go through those kind that type of ending in life.
Right.
And when it can be avoided.
Yes.
Issue is these chronic diseases can be avoided primarily through lifestyle and caring for oneself and supporting oneself with good remedies. And even if you've been a smoker for a lot of years, doesn't mean you have to die with this kind of disease. You know, we hear about it a lot. You know, so many people, I quit smoking 20 years ago, but now I have lung cancer. You know, it's a sad thing. Quitting is a wonderful, and it prevents a lot of lung cancer, but how many people have actually done anything to proactively eliminate the toxins and the damage that has been done from smoking, for example?
Well, I think about the treatments, if you will, that are sanctioned by government, and they're often done through the doctors, like steroids, when you're dealing with the COPD and other lung issues. And anything in the family of steroids is very liver toxic and very immunosuppressant. So whereas it may save your life in an absolute crisis where you can't breathe, these inhalers, and we've covered the fact that one of them was banned recently because of environmental concerns, so a new one takes its place. But we also have to look at what natural remedies like homeopathy can do so that it would make those dangerous drugs relegated to the last resort where they belong.
Yes, Robert. One of the things that I have found it's helped a lot of our patients so well that have been smokers. If you're a smoker out there and you have quit, there are still things you can do to help prevent, you know, the negative effects of what those first 10, 20 or so years of smoking has done. We have a product called Smoke Control, and it's designed to address the symptoms of smoking, from, you know, smoker's cough to that weight on the chest to difficulty breathing and all the plethora of toxins that come from smoke. It's kind of odd. I see research now showing up that is they've found over 3,800 different chemicals, human-made chemicals, found in tobacco. With the light cigarettes seem to have actually more addictive factors than the regular ones, that the menthols have more negative effects. And so why do they put 3,800 chemicals, human-made chemicals, into tobacco, Robert? Any clue?
Well, the only thing you could think of is to promote yummy flavor for people that are addicted, and, of course, to make them more addicted.
Yeah.
I mean, these are corrupted taste buds, of course, but...
Yes, you know, that's my suspicion as well. But either way, we have actually taken those chemicals and made homeopathic remedies from them, you know, so that we can actually proactively detox from these toxins, you know, in the cigarettes. Even if somebody chooses not to quit smoking, this product can still help. We don't want to abandon those.
Right.
We're here to help all people, you know, and so that can actually become more like a safe smoke kind of remedy, not to guarantee it'll be safe, but to help make it safer and then negate these toxins and negative effects of smoking from the body.
Well, and
that,
that
is an important thing to do.
Yeah, and we never come out in favor of smoking. That's not what we're saying as well. But when I also add what you've just added, the additives to all the smoke, tobacco, etc., we realize that the people are not even hardly smoking tobacco at all, that if they went back and were able to get organic, you know, basically unpolluted tobacco, it would be worlds better than smoking that chemical cocktail that then is created via these big tobacco companies.
I like that, smoking that chemical cocktail.
Isn't that right, though?
Another product along with the smoke control formula is the lung and bronchial formula. This is a great formula to strengthen our lungs and bronchial portions of our body to give us a healthier rebuild, overcome some of the symptoms that might be associated there. And if you are symptom-free, but you know you are a candidate on COPD of any kind, mm-hmm. you want to definitely consider our lung and bronchial formula to help rebuild your body and overcome the problem.
Mm, excellent, excellent. I want to remind everybody there's a special form that you can fill out, and I always link it with the notes every week here when we do the Healing Revolution together with Dr. King, where it's like, how did you call it, a PhD, something? It's like a personal health assessment you have.
Yes, we have two of them. It's a health appraisal, mm-hmm. and you just fill it out, and according to the sections that score the highest, or there's remedies that associate with each one. Any of our customer service people can go over that with you and help guide you and direct you into putting the pieces back together in your health. We call it the successful Humpty Dumpty story.
The one that actually worked. I love that. And you all often say putting the hole back in your wholeness or something like that.
Yes. Filling in the holes
yes.
in our wholeness.
That's great. And, you know, it's true. All the people that call you and they call and they talk to the gals, a lot of the gals there, but I know they're men as well, but they're all very kind. And they're very helpful, and they know about this form too. So I often say when we have, especially those that are far afield from any kind of natural health provider, to give some level of semblance to, like the Healing Revolution does, to empower people to heal, bringing that back into their own home. I mean, you know, to have remedy kits like this. I love it when, you know, I start writing about something and people will write in like on Facebook to say, hey, I have a King Bio remedy for that. You know, it's really fun to see that people are now taking to heart what we're saying here, and they have access to things, so they now don't have to run in a panic to often these emergency rooms for suppression of symptoms, but no healing. And of course, while we're encouraging the real healing.
Yes, Robert, we found with our patients that is the logical first step in picking overcoming health problems is always pick something that is safe, that is natural, that is targeted specifically for your particular health symptoms that mm-hmm. your body's expressing. You can, those are the first logical steps that people should do, unless it's a life-threatening or damage-threatening disease that you may need additional medical care for, mm-hmm. but, you know, do that. But also be working with the natural remedies that are there. Mm-hmm. We don't mm-hmm. want to, you shouldn't leave any stones unturned when it comes to serious issues concerning your health.
Right.
And you want to make sure that you have a full armamentarium of natural products to complement your standard medical care.
Yeah, and heck, we have a lot of healthcare providers, doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, homeopaths that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially every week. I was looking at the download rates, and boy, oh boy, the Healing Revolution is very popular, Dr. King. We were talking off the air. I know you may not have a date yet, but I want to let everybody know there may be an opportunity for you to travel to Asheville, North Carolina, and get some training on site. So is this something you used to do a lot more? Is this a new event coming back in the spring sometime or later in the winter?
Yes, it'll be late spring. We'll have a date that my assistant, Marianne, will be able to send to you.
And I will
and
let
we will
everybody
be doing
know.
A training, both for license renewal for many doctors out there, mm-hmm. as well as for people that want to get more knowledge and more basis of how they can take greater control and authority back in their health again and to rebuild their health and help others rebuild.
Yes.
This is the Healing Revolution. Yes, it's about having good doctors out there, as well as people taking a more proactive role in their health so they can become more preventative and live a much higher quality of life again.
Well, that's what we want to do. That's what we do every week, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it with you, Dr. King. And this is the 800 number I'm going to give out right now again, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, toll-free in the United States and Canada, and as well, kingbio.com. I have all the links up to some of the things we've been talking about today as well, and the Healing Revolution definitely does continue.
Yes, it does, Robert.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We've got a lot of healing to go. In fact, I've got to broadcast the economic healing segments we weren't able to get to yesterday with Charles Richards, the psychology of wealth. We got that coming up. But the healing never stops here, especially when we get to do the Healing Revolution with Dr. King. In the meantime, before we come back, take a deep breath and remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution Friday, Liam Sheff is going to be joining me momentarily, but I want to let you know that yesterday, because of some unexpected, unplanned for, unforeseen circumstances, we had to delay the Charles Richards interview. So we are going to get to that this hour, the psychology of wealth. We're going to talk economic healing with Dr. Richards. And also, we got news, 6 books to give away. So be ready to dial on the 866-939-BELL number if you want to be the first to claim a copy of that. We'll get you information on that in the midst of the interview and a little bit later. But right now, superhero sidekick Liam Sheff, he's in the house. He's in the studio. Welcome back, Liam.
I'm in a mood.
Are you in a mood?
I told you. Did you see? I had to sort out some
phone things. Yeah, I saw.
You know, getting
out to the Health Freedom Expo takes a lot to
travel. I said some words.
You did. You're such a pill. That's what you said.
Yeah, it was 4 letters.
P-I-L-L. That's right. Exactly. I got you covered.
Actually, I said pilling.
Pilling. That's right. Well, listen, you're a night owl, aren't you? You get a lot of work at night.
Ooh. Done.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I go to bed at about 2.
I covered a story with Dr. King last hour about...
I don't like this.
The link... What? The link to cancer. Everything's linked to cancer, though. Come on. There's nothing you can do. You could eat... What else can you eat that'll cause cancer?
A carrot
will cause... Yeah, exactly.
You can link carrots to cancer because a lot of people who have gotten cancer have eaten carrots.
Hmm. Well, exactly.
I mean, I don't like this study because it's correlation.
Well, they say probable human carcinogen. Now, what would we say if you're... what do they call circadian rhythms?
Yeah.
Right? Or they're whacked out and you're not getting the pineal gland darkness during the day. That can whack you out. That can create problems.
Sure.
Could contribute to problems. But
cancer?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to do that. Well, if you're smoking benzene at night when you're working, I guess.
Well, what they don't say is, you know, what are they not looking at? So we have this conference coming up in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking over these early Robert Gallo papers. And Robert Gallo is the dude who claims to have invented the AIDS whatever, right? Yeah. He said that he discovered HIV. But really, it was called HTLV-3, which was really HTLV-1. And HTLV-1 was supposed to be a virus that was supposed to be sexually transmitted and transmitted through blood that was supposed to cause cancer in people in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in Japan who tested positive for, it wasn't even a virus, for some proteins and some enzymes. And he said that was good enough. You don't need the virus. We have proteins and enzymes. Anyway, the people who tested positive for it didn't, you know, they didn't, how many of them got cancer? Well, it was a tiny percentage. It was like, I think, 339 out of 600,000. So it was like 0.06%. And that he said that
that's a clear majority.
Right. So it's a negative 99.8%. You know, 4% correlation or some such thing, 9-4 correlation, massive negative correlation. In other words, it doesn't work. But he said the reason this was so is because the virus, which wasn't a virus, had a slow what do they call it? It's a slow virus.
Yeah. I think Peter Duesberg, Professor Duesberg, always made funny jokes about slow viruses.
Yeah, right. And he called it a lentivirus. Right.
It's the slow.
Slow virus. It takes 40 years, but in the meantime, you're doing drugs. So in the meantime, you're doing. But he's right. So he said it was a slow virus that caused these people. Well, where were they? They were all within a couple hundred miles of where the atomic bomb had been dropped in Nagasaki.
It had nothing to do with it. Radiation?
No. And the brilliant Robert Gallo doesn't say, wait a second, some environmental contaminants. So I don't. When they talk about correlation, anyway, he says that that's proof. And by the way, that's the thing that he based the whole, and he said that came through Africans, and it was about the slave trade and so on and so forth. So he said this same model, which didn't work, was the exact same thing as HTLV-3, which mm-hmm. they later renamed for political purposes HIV. So we're going to actually talk about that at this upcoming conference. But on the topic, I don't believe in correlation as a going interest.
But 0.6%? Come on, that's obviously causation.
0.06%.
In terms of HTLV-3, HTLV-1-2, and HIV.
It's a rough
clearly.
One. Yeah, you know what's interesting is in Robert Gallo's early studies, they didn't find virus, but they found enzymes, and they said that stood in for a virus. And then they looked for some proteins. And only in half or so of the patients, he called AIDS patients, could they find any of this stuff. So according to his own logic, they only found HIV, which they didn't really find, in half of the people with real immune deficiency. So when you look at a study like this thing about how staying up late causes cancer, I think, well, what are the people – oh, staying up late, doing heroin –
right.
Like
having HIV, HPV dance parties. Because, right, it's the same thing with HPV causing cervical cancer.
Oh, that's such a farce.
Yeah.
But I just want to say what these clinicians are, they're all chasing a single cause theory. And I don't believe in it generally. Like a gunshot to the head will kill you. But if you stay up late and you're not, and you're doing it over and over again, some people live, frankly, a lot of their lives that way and they don't get cancer. And so I stay up till 1 or 2 comfortably, and then I go to bed, and I wake up at 9:30 or something.
But all of this then becomes an economic gain.
But it makes people afraid.
Sure, of course.
Fear is dangerous. I don't like this kind of fear, because now I can be afraid. Like, oh, no, I have to go to bed at 1 o'clock.
I stayed up too late. I'm going to get cancer, right?
I know. I don't like that kind of thing. I don't like that thought
form. It's a fear induction to lead you down a road of economic viability for the Robert Gallos of the world on the research end of things and the drug industry on that end of things.
Right.
And, you know, that's where we talk about economic enslavement here. That's why we do economic healing as well, because we got to tie it all together and recognize it fits into the whole somewhere. And once you figure out where it fits and you go, aha, now you back out and see the motivations behind it. It's like when a crime is committed, don't you want to find motive? Does that make sense? I mean, it's a normal thing to look for, except in 9/11, of course.
Right.
No motive. Who cares the motive? It's not a crime. It's a terrorism. Everybody panic.
Means motive.
Now you're buying coffee with cash. It must have been you who brought down the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Starbucks.
Starbucks did it. That's right.
Starbucks did it. Yeah, means, motive, and opportunity. Well, they have the means. They have the laboratories to make believe they're doing studies. They have the motive. They have a lot of money to make, and maybe they believe it. Maybe they don't. I mean, like, you know, I come from a family of doctors, and I don't know what they really believed. I mean, I can't tell you if they believed all the stuff they said, because they knew they changed their minds. And if they really didn't like a study, they would say, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But we do have salvation on the horizon. Walmart has announced plans to label certain foods with the new Great For You label.
Oh, good.
Did you hear that? We're saved.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, great. Well, we've reduced the sodium, and we've taken out all the fat. Now it's just cardboard with artificial sweeteners and colorings. It's great for you. That's what we have to expect here. And then we have more announcements. Obama the other day signed a thing in. We're going to make school lunches healthier. And they say, we're going to cut out the sugar and the fat. All right, sugar, right? We know that's a problem. It's not even whole sugar. But the fat, stop with the fat already. You're destroying these kids by taking out the fat. This is the same government complex that has given us all of these phony diseases by one single cause that are not ever by one single cause. They're toxicological, they're environmental, they're nutrient deficiency issues, they're fat deficiency, and they're going to keep pushing fat deficiencies. Obama, you dunderhead. You're not even appreciating how, and your wife as well, I'm sorry. You don't understand how beneficial fats are.
The lovely Michelle.
But they don't even know the difference between quality fat and toxic fat.
Well, isn't that the issue? Because if they took the hydrogenated oils out of school lunches, people would be healthier. But they're not going to add flax and olive and all the rest. They're not going to do any replacement surgery. They're just going to suck out the stuff. And so many kids are so overweight now. If you just took the bad fats out of their school lunch, they'd probably be okay. But in the long run, you breed people who don't know that they actually have to have essential fatty acids.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm always healthier when I take a little coconut oil, a little flax oil. My favorite is olive oil. It's not an EFA, but I just love it. I love green olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I eat fat more now consciously than when I was growing up because I was forbidden to.
But listen, I embrace fat. I love it, and I think people should have a love affair with fat because we've become so fat phobic. We'd be a much healthier nation. Again, quality fats, clean fats, essential fats, coconuts, as you mentioned as well. Whatever, just stop fearing the fat. But it's this fear that's driving us into all of this, and there's economic fear as well. I want to talk with Dr. Charles Richards. I tried to air this yesterday. We didn't get it on. So stick around, Liam. Come back after this interview with Dr. Richards. And listen in because we've got a way to get a free book for you, the first six.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. So stand by. Lots more healing to go. Go to robertscottbell.com. Enter your email address at naturalnewsradio.com as well for your daily updates. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. And remember, vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, is available now through Webseed. I've got the link, the banner right there at robertscottbell.com, top right-hand corner. Click it, get it, download it. It is yours. It will change your life for the better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A couple of weeks back, I had my good friend, Dr. Charles Richards, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. After many years, he wasn't on, just because we're all so busy. And he was busy writing a book, an incredible new book about the psychology of wealth. And we covered that. In fact, we were able to give away some of his books at the end there. And I'm going to let you know right now that your publisher, Charles, has sent me six more books to give away. So very exciting. We're going to go deeper into the psychology of wealth with you. I'm sure you're up for that.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. It's good to be here again.
Good to be back with you. And by the way, we had Dr. Charles Richards on the 25th of January. So if you want to go back, those of you who didn't catch that initial interview, go ahead and listen. A lot of great information that we were able to release and connect with his new book. By the way, it debuted number two on the New York Times bestseller list. So very good news. Also very high up as well on the Wall Street Journal's bestseller list. So congratulations, Charles. That's amazing.
Thanks. It's good to get such a recognition for the book, you know.
Well, understanding your relationship with money and achieve prosperity is the subheading of your book, and we got to cover a lot of that last time. I wanted to get you back on today, particularly because Richard Pearl, my dear friend, he has a health food store. He does a lot in economics as well. He talks in terms of gold, silver. We recognize also fiat currency. But he said, listen, I wanted to talk to Dr. Richards because I have a health food store, and I'm quoting Richard Pearl now, that is in a racially diverse area. And he noticed that there was a pattern emerging of those that have more pigment than he or I, basically that there were certain groups that seemingly have what he called a consciousness of poverty. They recognized that they needed to do some things, but they often came from a perspective of a lack of abundance, so to speak. So if we talk about in terms of whether they're called African-American community, black community, whatever, can you speak to the, let's say, racial or cultural identity as it interacts with the concept of wealth and abundance?
Well, you know, I absolutely, Scott, you know, the challenge with that, and I talk about that in the book, is, you know, we're raised in a family that creates a certain mindset around money, wealth, success, and finance. And that is what I call our family operating system around money. And often if we come from an impoverished or a challenged financially situation, it can lead to a mindset of poverty. And, you know, especially, I mean, we all come into the world with certain advantages and disadvantages. And some of us just are brought up in a family that we have challenge finances. And so what happens is we sort of get infused with this sort of attitude that life is a struggle. We don't really establish healthy ways of really dealing with money, finance, self-discipline, impulse control, all the things that are required to be financially successful, mm-hmm. often aren't taught to us in our family of origin. And when that's the case, if we don't really upgrade that thinking later in life, as we start to grow up, then we never get out of that poverty consciousness. And that often happens in the communities of color.
Yes. And we would recognize that we're all ultimately individuals, but there's such group identity that oftentimes we tend to be absorbed into a group consciousness that may not be to our best benefit. You know, if we talk about uplifting people of any race, cultural background, etc., there are always individuals that rise up and are able to do things. Then you look back and the others didn't and wouldn't. You mentioned the issue of advantages and disadvantages, because we would acknowledge that you could be born into a family of very limited means, or you might be born into a family of incredible abundance. And at that point, how do you distinguish yourself? How do you break free of this, of limitations of group identity? And we could talk about any group in that regard.
Well, you know, in my book, I even give the example of this really incredible guy that I met named Tony Cuspis. And he's actually, you know, he's an Anglo, and he was raised, him and his brother were abandoned by their mother at a very young age. They were kids. They were left on the steps of a trailer park for, you know, other relatives to take care of.
Uh-huh.
Dirt poor, no real opportunities. The families that were taking care of he and his brother really had a serious poverty consciousness. But for some reason, at a certain point, as a young boy, Tony decided, you know, I'm going to choose something else. I'm not going to live this way. And he basically just decided that everything he saw these people doing, who were living in poverty, were self-serving, that he was going to essentially do the opposite, because obviously what they were doing and what they were thinking mm-hmm. was resulting in that lifestyle. And he knew that wasn't the lifestyle that he wanted, even as a young kid. So he started out making a shift. And he, as soon as he got old enough, he started reading and studying ways of changing his thinking around success. Because what I talk about in the book is wealth is an inside job. It's not something it's certainly, our financial situation has an impact. But to really turn that around, we have to turn around our thinking and our feeling. And the only way to do that is to recognize the limitation of where we're at and start to take responsibility for changing that. And any way we can do that, and that's going to require, you know, being exposed to information, thinking, ideas that's really going to upgrade our thinking around success and wealth and prosperity.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Charles Richards, Dr. Clinical Psychology in the Southern California area. And we hope to see him out at the Health Freedom Expo as well, coming up March 2nd through 4th in Long Beach, California, which would be great to connect with you there. And the book, of course, The Psychology of Wealth. You mentioned the story of Tony Cuspis in your book, abandoned by mom, basically. I mean, here, if there was ever a quote-unquote legitimate excuse to be on welfare and social, you know, welfare of any kind, many people get locked into that. In fact, I've seen statistics showing the last 3 or 4 years, the dependence on government has gone up 23%. And that tends to, you know, beg the question of, yes, we would be compassionate. We would like to help people. Wouldn't we want to do that out of the largesse of our own abundance as opposed to thieving from others to force, like, say, dependence on people? I mean, isn't there a distinct difference between true charity and that which becomes dependence on something like welfare?
Yeah, I call it finding ways to give people a hand up instead of a hand out. You know, we have to find constructive ways of really giving people the opportunity to move out of that poverty conscious, to move out of welfare. I talk about in the book, Denise Fast, a good friend of mine who's a top real estate agent in West LA. But she started out as a waitress waiting tables. And she basically decided at some point that she wanted to take a step up in her life. She had a young daughter she wanted to put through school. She wanted to spend time with her daughter, and she was working all the time as a waitress. So she decided actually to go on welfare to become a manicurist. And she figured, okay, I'll go on welfare for a period of time. I'll take courses to become a manicurist. She did that. She then got off welfare, got her license as a manicurist, and actually improved her income to such an extent that she could actually put her daughter through private school. And she was able to do that successfully for 7 years. Then she realized, okay, it's time to take another step. She was successful at that first step of upgrading her life. So she happened to be hanging out with her husband one day, and he says, you know, Denise, why don't you do something that requires you're a smart woman. Why don't you do something that requires your intellect, where you can use your brain? And she thought about it and thought, what could she do? And she realized she liked helping people find housing, and she had just an interest in real estate. She was raised in sort of the Santa Monica area, so she knew it well. So she thought, well, maybe I'll try real estate. I can help other people find houses and maybe help myself,
yes,
you know, with a house. And what happened over time as she got trained and skilled in real estate is she became the top realtor in West LA. And now she and her husband have bought and sold over 15 houses, and she's the go-to person for real estate in that area of Los Angeles. So she turned her life around, but there was that step where she used welfare strategically to move up. And that's what, you know, we need to help people understand. They need to make plans so that even though they may be in a situation of challenge, they can set a goal and figure out a plan to move forward, to take that next step.
Well, this is utilizing the tools that are available to us, as opposed to, I guess, in a negative context, getting stuck in a pattern of a handout. And I like the way you said that, hand up instead of hand out. That's a, you know, a profound, subtle shift in the way we use language, but it means a lot. And there is so much in terms of the separation of peoples based on identity, whether it be gender identity, whether it be racial identity, trying to say you must be a certain way in order to, well, be liked or accepted by your community, or in order to succeed in an environment that would not necessarily accept you for any number of reasons. Are there any specific techniques that you have seen? I mean, these stories also reveal them in The Psychology of Wealth, but to kind of recognize our strength as an individual, as, you know, having a path that may be unique, even if we are a member of a group, that could be a positive reflection on that group should we decide to go that way.
Yeah, you know, we each have to look within ourselves to determine, okay, what is it that I love doing? What do I have ability, skills, and talent at doing? Like when I grew up, a lot of the guys in North Carolina in the area where I grew up were just skilled as athletes. I mean, we all played a lot of sports, and some of them didn't have the kind of background, the parents who really emphasize education the way mine did. So they really sort of gravitated to what they did best, and that happened to be sports and athletics. So a lot of the guys I grew up with, you know, became professional athletes, baseball, basketball, football, and they were successful that way. So they just sort of found what they loved doing and tried to excel at that. And often that happens in the African-American community simply because, you know, education isn't always emphasized strongly enough in that community. And that's one thing I appreciate about our current president is he emphasizes the value of education for everyone. In fact, in my book, I talk about his upbringing. He really didn't come from a wealthy family. I mean, he had essentially a single mother who raised him, but his mother, every morning, she got him up out of bed at like 5 a.m. and homeschooled him for at least an hour or so before she sent him off to school. And basically, she emphasized that he could achieve whatever he wanted to. She made sure he was disciplined. And in spite of the fact that they didn't have means, he was able to be where he is today eventually through just education, good training, good values, and self-discipline.
Well, we come back to the issue of the family, that closest-knit unit, if it's at all possible. As you said, there are stories in there that talk about families that were broken up, and yet people find a way to overcome the limitations and the poverty consciousness. In terms of that, and let's say breaking free, we're looking for these, let's say, targeted options, solutions, techniques, etc. We're going to talk to Dr. Charles Richards some more on the other side of this break, more on the psychology of wealth. Remember, the first interview we did, it's in the archives at Natural News Radio. It was from the 25th of January, 2012. And if you like what you're hearing and if you want to get the book, it's available everywhere, Amazon, etc. But I have a limited number. I think I have 6 books the publisher sent me. So I'm going to say, if you want to call in the next 24 hours, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'd like to hear from you. Tell us a little bit of what you like about the psychology of wealth, and we'll send you a book if you're one of the first 6 callers. So stand by. More with Dr. Charles Richards after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
This might be one of the most important books you'll ever read if you feel like your life has been stuck in neutral or even worse, put in reverse. Dr. Richards will set you on a clear path to success. That's Barnett Bain, producer of that great movie, What Dreams May Come. I remember that with Robin Williams. That one into other dream worlds for sure. Dr. Charles Richards continues out with me with his book, The Psychology of Wealth. And I mentioned 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I've got six hardback editions that the publisher has sent that I'm happy to give away. Just give us a call on that toll-free in the next 24 hours. The first six will get that. In addition, Dr. Richards, what about media bombardment? You know, we've got assumptions that are being made for us. I often talk about the programming. They always call it news program, but it literally is programming the consciousness of the people, typically to accept much less, right? Turning eagles into chickens, for instance.
Absolutely. And often we're fascinated or we get captivated by the challenges that are going on in society, things that are going wrong. And the news seems to focus on the negative. And we, you know, when the sort of financial meltdown started in 2008, you know, there was this drumbeat of just bad news financially about how, you know, everything was going wrong. People were losing their homes. They were losing their job. Unemployment was high. And it just went on and on, and we still hear a lot of that today. And we have to be careful not to really accept that as our reality, because those collective assumptions, when we own them, that becomes a part of our life and a part of our experience. And that's exactly what we don't want to happen. So sometimes we have to actually not listen to that to really transcend those sort of collective assumptions around limitation, lack, and struggle. Because if you really want to be successful in anything you do, you have to maintain a positive internal attitude. The messages you tell yourself have to be a positive message. I know when I was sitting in a restaurant recently, one of my favorite seafood restaurants, and I was having a bite to eat, and the owner came up to me and he said, "Are you living the dream?" He just asked me point blank, "Are you living the dream?" And I thought, no doubt I'm living the dream, and I responded as such. But you know what I thought about when he said that is the dream I'm living a consciously chosen dream or an unconscious dream based on sort of programming that's external, things that are, that I'm hearing and thinking that really don't come from what I really want and what I choose? And if we're not careful and we just take our reference from what's going on around us and what other people are experiencing, we will start to manifest those same patterns in our lives. And that's what I call the unconscious dreams, that's full of unwanted surprises. And that's the thing we have to really be careful not to take in, to really choose what we want to think and feel about a situation and let that be sort of the starting point for what we manifest in our life.
Well, it's a good starting point for sure. And of course, along the way in the psychology of wealth, lots of great stories and techniques to get people broken out of any kind of financial doldrums or, if you will, economic limitations, poverty consciousness. And this is well beyond, like we did in our last interview on the 25th of January. This is beyond these kind of quirky or fad like, what was that one we talked about last time? It was called The Secret, right? It's so secret I couldn't even think of it. The Secret. This is well beyond that, much more practical and realistic for people to access.
Yeah, I mean, The Secret provided some good messages about taking responsibility for what you dream and what you think, but it really didn't take it far enough. And really, we have to do some very practical things to turn our life around beyond just sort of putting together a vision board and just thinking positive. We actually have to act in very specific ways. I talk in the book about the difference between sort of an Asian stereotypic family system and an American family system. And as we all have sort of observed, you know, Asian children often are driven from a young age to become successful to achieve. And, you know, we're talking about sort of, you know, different ethnic groups. Well, the Asians, they're so goal focused because they teach their kids very early to set goals, to discipline themselves, to sacrifice, to work hard, and that results, of course, in a certain kind of success. And anyone who uses those basic principles are going to be successful. And, you know, it's just interesting that Asian families and that culture is so ancient that it's sort of ingrained these sort of patterns of success, and they just apply them very early on. Often, the stereotypical American family is a lot more laissez-faire with the way they raise their children in terms of achieving goals, mm-hmm. self-discipline, and financial success.
Well, what if someone were to ask you, what happened to the American dream? Is it still possible? You know, or is it gone for good? How would you answer a question like that?
Oh, absolutely, it's possible. Again, I think the American dream is more alive than it ever has been, because the thing about Americans is when we experience hardship, when we have a challenge, we use our creative resources to really come out of that and even to take it to the next level. And I think that's the beauty of the Americans, is we actually are willing to think creatively, to think out of the box. And I think what a lot of Americans are starting to wake up to is that challenge can result in opportunity to excel, to even go beyond the previous level of excellence that we have achieved. So I think a lot of people are really rethinking their situation. They're looking at the hardship and the sort of setbacks financially as an opportunity to use their creative resources to even move beyond and to wake up and reach another level of success and wealth and insight.
Well, how do you deal with perceptions? And there's a reality in this perception that often the game is rigged. In other words, you mentioned it's something, you said something like an inside job. Wealth is an inside job. Now, that would indicate that if it's inside, you know, we're talking insider trading, like Congress, they can trade it with inside information that would be criminal outside of Congress, and there's some move to change that. But how do we work with that kind of concept that, you know, wealth, if you will, and abundance is only for those who are in the club?
Well, you know, you have to look at how you're going to define wealth. I mean, I define wealth as a multidimensional thing. I mean, it's not just your bank balance sheet and your financial assets. Wealth has to do with the level of fulfillment you're having in your life. Who are you serving? Are you feeling joy in what you do? And a lot of times, the wealthiest, for instance, the wealthiest nations in the world, New York, London, and Paris, are the people in those cities have the most wealth. But the people who are happiest, for instance, live in Australia and Canada and places like New Zealand, Denmark, and Sweden. When we look at the Better Life Index, those places have the happiest residents. So, you know, wealth and success is not necessarily just defined as your financial situation.
Well, and that's a very important distinction to make, and we talked about it more at length in our previous interview on the 25th of January, and I encourage everybody to go to the Natural News Radio archives to download that interview, because there were some great things that were brought out from your book, The Psychology of Wealth. In terms of defining wealth and abundance, it's very important to me, as I said as well. I tend to measure my life over the years. Certainly, I could say, well, am I doing better economically, financially? But in terms of what's really important, I think the struggles that we're all perhaps being challenged with today are really defining what is valuable. You know, what are our values that bring about that happiness, that abundance? You mentioned that it's in Australia or other places that may not have as much money per se. Yet defining what that is, I think the struggles are kind of forcing us into, wait, what? I was valuing something that really was devoid of meaning in the same way. I may have had a lot of money. You talked about people that had a lot that were still miserable. So this is, for me, the positive side of maybe these hardships we're all facing.
And another thing, I mean, if people want financial wealth, if they want a lot of money and they also want fulfillment, they have to realize, and I really like to emphasize this, that you have to find a higher purpose that you're seeking sort of your wealth for. You have to look at, okay, what is it that I'm serving that's beyond myself? Because if you're just doing it for self-serving purposes, your channel is for success and wealth, and the flow of money is only going to be so much. But if you have a broader vision, if you're serving, you know, a philanthropic cause or a spiritual cause or an environmental cause, something that's bigger than yourself, even your own family, then you increase the flow that can come through you to achieve financial success, if that's what you're after. But it has to be a higher calling, and the wealthiest people and the most fulfilled people in the world are people who use their wealth to really benefit the world, to serve society and the people close to them in some way. They actually improve things.
Well, in that way, that abundant flow just keeps on flowing. It's not dried up in a kind of a task that it doesn't is devoid of meaning to some degree. And even, of course, the pursuit of wealth for just, well, let's say pursuit of money for money's sake, even though it would ring hollow to us in our experience, somebody might do it and find out only through the experience that, well, that kind of sucked. That wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And then perhaps they learn, they end up talking and teaching others about that process, which is, I'm sure, some of what is related in the psychology of wealth with these many stories.
Absolutely. And every experience is valid. I mean, we have to take it one step at a time. We have to start where we are, because, you know, I talk about it, where you begin is really not the real crucial thing. A lot of us start in dysfunctional situations, or we have goals and dreams that are limited. But if we experience that and get to a certain point, we realize, okay, we can upgrade that. We can take the next step. And the idea is not being afraid of change and not being afraid of failure. Those are some of the key things that I talk about in achieving true wealth, because a lot of times we are afraid of failure and we're afraid of change. And if we let that kind of thinking rule us, then we really won't reach our highest potential.
Well said, well said. The Psychology of Wealth is a book. Number two on New York Times bestseller list, also debuted up there in the Wall Street Journal's bestseller list. This is an amazing, amazing book, and it will provide you practical tools and tips and great stories to get you beyond your limitations. Darren Hardy, publisher of Success Magazine, says, "What's in your head determines what's in your wallet. Dr. Richards gives you the mental hard drive upgrade." This is all for the tech heads out there. You need to finally achieve the greater prosperity and success you desire. Of course, the book has heart, too, and that's what's different. It's not just about hard drives. And Dr. Richards, always enjoy connecting. I'm so glad the book is doing so well and helping so many people out. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you out there at the Health Freedom Expo. Expo. Also want to let everybody know that the Psychology of Wealth, I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. You can see it there, as well as we've got 6 books to give away. So, again, get on the phone lines if you haven't already. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let us know how this has impacted you, or even the interviews we've done with Dr. Richard. So, Charles, always a blast to have you on board. Look forward to having you on again soon.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Hope to see you again soon.
Great. Well, this is where the healing happens on all levels, including economic. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. More after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at 1/3 the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A day late, but not a dollar short on Dr. Charles Richard's interview. Remember, you're listening to it for the first time on February 10th now, February 10th, 2012. So if you want to get a hold of the book, I got 6 books to give away. The first 6 mentioned something you heard in the interview, and it's yours. Just make sure you leave a phone number or address so we can send it to you. The Psychology of Wealth is yours for the taking. But instead of taking, like the Federal Reserve does, in the value of the dollar, we want to replace it with value in dollars that have value, as does Ron Paul. But many people are confused and scared about the gold standard. Liam, thanks for bearing with me while I played yesterday's interview, because we had, Don's going through some stuff with his family there. We wish him all the best for his dad's health. But the gold standard, you understand, we talk gold, silver, value in money versus paper, fiat, garbage, and all of that stuff. Well, Ron was interviewed by Wolf Blitzer on CNN yesterday. I thought we'd give a listen to his answer to Wolf's question, because Wolf was obviously a bit confused. So let's see where this goes.
If you went to the gold standard, how do you change that? Walk us through the process.
Well, not easily. You couldn't do it with waving the wand. You couldn't do it in a day, and you can't get rid of the Fed in a day. But you have to have gradualism and work it out. When we went back on a gold standard after the Civil War, it was like 17 years later, and they had a 3-year transition period. So it has to be worked out. All I want to do is legalize competition with this paper money system. The world is going to come crashing down financially when this continues, especially what's happening in Europe. But I just want people to opt out of it and be able to preserve preserve their wealth by using another currency. And the system, even by those who are very much in charge on international finance, knows this is coming because they're talking about a new currency, but they're talking about another paper currency run by the United Nations. And that, of course, would be anathema to those of us who believe that we have a national sovereignty and a right to protect our own currency.
So there you go. Look at that. Not too scary when Ron Paul puts it out that way. What do you think, Liam?
He's a nice guy.
Isn't he?
He
knows history.
I should vote for him.
Come on. Yeah, if they'd let you.
If they'd let me.
Yeah, another disenfranchised voter out there.
I'm a hanging Chad.
Yeah, so.
I'm a hanging Chad. I'm hanging down and round in Florida.
And yeah, you're not even gold-plated, much less.
I'm not even gold-plated. They don't even let me pretend to vote.
You're paper. You're paper.
Paper thin.
Paper. You can't wipe your bottom with a hanging Chad. It's too small.
What are you saying about my bottom?
If you have a little bottom, you could do it.
I guess if you were a newt, you could hang. Hanging Chads would come. I just think we've marketed a new item. Hanging Chads as newt toilet paper. Newt toilet paper? I think that we're getting onto a totally different topic.
Well, the inflation
right here
of the money supply will render the Federal Reserve note toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Basically.
But I like what he said. You know, this is why people have trouble with him, because he makes sense and he's calm. And he said, well, first, we'll unleash all the crazy people with guns upon the cities, and then we'll take your children and raise them as Mormons. No, he says.
I didn't hear him say
no,
that.
No, he'll say, it's going to be gradual. It'll be gradual. Like historically, after the Civil War, they had to get away from the greenback or whatever it was.
The greenbacks, yeah.
And they transitioned back to a system that allowed people to preserve and maintain wealth that wasn't subject to hyperinflationary scallywagging and scuttlebutting by international banksters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the thing. When you see the demagoguing of the issue, oh, he wants to go back to the gold standard. Oh, he likes the Constitution. It's anachronism. It can't work. Oh, and he's listened to him. He's like, I'd like to legalize competition. We don't have to shut down the Federal Reserve. Let people decide what they want to use for money. Oh, we can't do that. What would happen? What would happen? Imagine if you were allowed to say, I'd like to get paid in oxygen. I don't know. Who cares?
Sure.
Right?
Like to do, hey, you have a great product, and I can come and paint your house, and you can give me some of that. And then there's nobody has to worry about taxing each other to death. We just come up with, oh, I feel good about that exchange. Sure.
But that is the point, isn't it? They would lose control of the people because the tax code, the Federal Reserve notes, the banksters controlling the money through legal tender laws can socially engineer your behavior, can literally alter your behavior based on how it directs the taxes to be made. And it's always basically those who lobby the hardest get the privilege. The exceptions, the, well, what would we say? We're not liable for that tax because we're actually getting a credit. We're getting welfare. We're a big multinational corporation with billions in the bank, but we get welfare to produce corn that's genetically modified that will convert into alcohol that we'll put into cars and destroy your engines.
Sorry, that was pretty good. I got nothing.
I got nothing. After that, I destroyed his engine. My engine broke. What'd you break my engine for?
Yeah, I just yelled at some poor person on the phone because they froze my credit card, which is fine. I mean, I like all the security stuff. But even so, I'm thinking about how do you get away from the system? How do I book a flight? What do I walk into the air? I take a trip to the airport and hand them.
Hey, listen, now that you're a suspected terrorist when you buy coffee with cash, forget it.
What?
you hear about this?
I heard, but I
talked about this yesterday on the air. You buy a cup of coffee with cash, you could be a terrorist.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I hate coffee drinkers. Most of them should be locked up.
But try to pay cash for an airline ticket. You're an automatic internal rectal scan for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what they – oh, the internal rectal service. They come and they
Well, you know that's what the IRS is.
So I like Ron Paul. He's a nice guy. Glenn Beck was doing weird things the other day. It was earlier this week. He spent a whole segment of his show talking about – the meaning of American Pie, the song, not the terrible, ridiculously stupid movies that don't represent any actual teenager's life. Those are the most despicable, stupid movies I've ever seen. They have nothing to do with the real teen life. I cringe when I think those movies go out to
Go to band camp?
To other countries, and people think that that's what American kids are like. Here's a movie Youth in Revolt. It's also a book. Youth in Revolt. There, it's my movie tip of the week.
All right, Youth in Revolt. Is that old or new?
It's new. It's new. Troubling and strange, just like me.
Okay.
No, just like my childhood.
But okay, America. Why would he be waxing poetic or non-poetic
on
American
Pie? So then he has Rick Santorum on, and I'm thinking, what if you ask?
Rick should have Rick Springfield on.
What if you ask Rick Santorum about the gold standard? Well, Ron's interesting, but he goes too far in some ways. And then Rick Santorum and Rick and Sanitarium and yes. Glenn and Beck start talking about the Constitution and people trying to take away our rights. And they liken it to American Pie. And he goes on this long soliloquy about American Pie. And look, I like analyzing song lyrics as much as anybody. They're fun. And he talks about American Pie and how it's not really just about Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens dying. That's just in the first verse. It's really about the destruction of what, but of a vision of America. Mm-hmm. Jumpin' Jack Flash, Helter Skelter and the Summer Swelter, all these things are about, like Altamont, where the Hell's Angels stab somebody to death at the second Woodstock event, and how the Summer of Love turned very, very sour. Really, because we've talked about this, because the liberal thing was to have no rules, but of course we reimpose rules very quickly, and we do it through the lens of whatever science fiction, like the HIV is a science fiction. Immune deficiency is real, but HIV is a science fiction, and HPV is a science fiction, so we're constantly trying to constrain and control behavior. So you had this American Pie thing about the destruction. You know the song, Bye Bye Miss America, Pie Took My Chevy Levy. The destruction of a vision of America. The vision was the 50s, and I'm listening to them wax eloquent and pine for the lost days of America, and I'm thinking, you morons. You know, the CIA had been around a long time before that, yes. And the Bilderbergs have been along, you know, over in Europe, and the J.P. Morgans and the Bush family were around a long time before that, trading with whomever would take their money, Heil Bush family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did. They traded with the bad guys in World War II. So I'm amused at how short sentimental memory some of the people who claim to care about freedom have.
Yes.
They want to imagine that was a roundabout. Thanks if you hung on to that one. But if they want to make believe that we can go back to the 50s when everything was okay. You know?
Well, look, Rick in Sanitarium is still wearing sweaters from the 50s, if you notice his style. So he's a time-warped kind of dude. But, you know, when they say Ron Paul goes too far, they never define what that means. Well, if you think that, specifically, where did he go too far? That he wants to legalize competition? Are you for free market capitalism? Oh, no, not in that way. We can't have the people decide how to pay for the, you know, it's like, what? But the constitutional freedoms are eroding. You just said so. Yeah, but not that one. I wasn't talking about that one. That's too much. We can't allow that. See, no one pushes it. Even Glenn Beck didn't go there.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. He'll bemoan the fact that Don McLean wrote an underappreciated million-selling song or something, but he won't actually say, wait a second, because he'll get you to buy Gold Line stuff. He's smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
Not smart enough to talk about organic. He's not smart enough to figure out that drugs don't really help you.
Yeah.
Not really. Not most of the time. Not 90-something percent of the time.
Well, we could safely say Glenn Beck does not listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if he did?
What if he did?
what if he actually did? Secretly listened and went, God, those guys are on.
Wow. Uh-oh. Well, we know hundreds of thousands of people are. We got the word, climbing way over 300,000 now, downloads after the fact, and not including live listens. We don't know how many of you listen the first airing every day. But if you did catch the show today on the day it first aired, which is February 10th, you will know that you have an opportunity to get The Psychology of Wealth by my good friend Dr. Charles Richards for free. We'll send it to you. I got 6 books. The first 6 come in. Tell me something about the interview. I don't want you to just say, oh, I just tuned in now. Whoever it was, I want one. If you really want one, I want you to call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, look out. Liam's going to be at the Health Freedom Expo, and he's going to be doing an incredible Friday evening event on HIV and AIDS and the falsified test revealing the legal strategy with OMSJ and Clark Baker. And I will be there just as teeing it off with you. And that's
full frontal
cool.
truthity.
Full frontal truthity. You can't do that anywhere but L.A.
We're going to be telling the unvarnished, politically wildly incorrect truth about the AIDS thing. So bring yourself, bring your friends. It's a rated PG-13 night. We're going to talk like grown-ups.
Yep. Sign it up. Health Freedom Expo, and there are free tickets for Friday, so check that link as well. But we hope to see you all weekend. Lots more to do. Listen, have a wonderful weekend. In fact, create a great weekend if you're into creative stuff. Do it. Liam, thanks for chiming in for a couple of segments with me. Thank you to Charles Richards for his patience in getting that interview aired today because of everything. Super Don, may your dad get better and better and better.
Right.
As well as I want to say a special thanks to, of course, Dr. Frank King, who makes the healing revolution possible every Friday. And thank you to all of you. Thank you to Sue for that great question on the lungs. Give a listen if you didn't hear it. It'll be downloadable, and this replays every 2 hours on naturalnewsradio.com. Sign up for our vaccine seminar. We've got the link at robertscottbell.com. Armed and dangerous, are you? We are here, but dangerous only to the pharmaceutical, medical, industrial, government complex who wants to enslave you. Otherwise, the rest of us know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.